This is the story called The Secret of Mount Tamalpais. Once upon a time, there was a little girl with reddish gold hair, the very color of a wildflower that grows in California called a poppy. That's why everyone called her Poppy. She lived with her father, mother, and older brother in a town called Mill Valley. Protecting the town was a mountain shaped like a sleeping maiden. The mountain's name was Mount Tamalpais. Although everyone who lived in Mill Valley could see Mount Tamalpais, some saw the sleeping maiden more perfectly than others. Once, when she was still quite young, Poppy had asked her father,
"Where's the maiden in the mountain, Daddy?"
And her father knelt one knee on the driveway so he was just her height and pointed to the mountain rising up against the blue sky. "Her hair flows into the ocean, and her feet drop down into the San Francisco Bay. See?"
"Her hair flows into the ocean, and her feet into the bay?"
"That's right."
"Oh, she's beautiful."
"Yes, she is. That's why I built our house right here where you could see her every day."
"Oh, thank you, Daddy. Thank you."
Little Poppy's golden curls bounced as she hugged her father's neck. One day when Poppy was 8, her mother called to her.
"Poppy, how would you like to go pick blackberries for dinner tonight? You can take Pokey with you."
"I'd like to pick berries, but do I have to take that old Pokey?"
"Yes, you do. Now off you go, and remember I pay 15 cents for a full can of berries."
"Okay, Mother."
Now Poppy's older brother's nickname was Pokey because whenever the family went on a walk, he always dragged behind. It wasn't because he was looking at flowers or birds or studying tracks in the mud. No, Pokey lagged behind because he was angry with his mother and father for not letting him have a gun. He was just 10, but ever since he could remember, he'd wanted a gun. Whenever he asked for one, his mother would say,
"You're too young, Pokey. Besides, I really don't like the idea of a gun in the house. Too many accidents can happen with a gun nearby."
"Aw, Mom, not even a BB gun."
"Not until you're much older, Pokey."
So Pokey felt angry with his mother, and whenever she asked him to do something like set the table or make his bed, he would do it as slowly as he could. Poppy didn't really understand all this. All she knew was her brother was always grumpy, and whenever he came with her, he wasn't very nice. Today was just like that.
"Wait for me, Pokey. We're supposed to cross the street together."
"They call me Pokey, but you're the slowpoke. Hurry up, will ya?"
"I'm coming."
"Well, you're taking all day. Boy, for an 8-year-old, you sure are slow."
They crossed the street and passed through the dense eucalyptus grove. The day was warm and sunny, and the eucalyptus smelled like cough drops. They crawled between the barbed wire fence and took a path through the tall brown grass. This was the field where old Snow the horse lived, but today it looked as though Snow were inside his stall out of the sun. Every once in a while, Poppy would be walking along, trying to keep up with Pokey, but watching the path, when Pokey would suddenly stop, and bam, she'd bump right into him. He'd laugh and go on, leaving her rubbing her bruised nose. He wasn't being very nice. They finally reached the blackberry patch.
"Hey, Poppy, I'll race ya! Whoever gets their coffee can full first wins!"
"Okay."
The berries were fat with juice and warm from the sun. Poppy couldn't help eating half of what she picked.
"Ha ha ha! I'm done, and you're not even half done. I win, Poppy, and you're it."
"I'm it for what?"
"Hide and seek. You have to count to 100 by ones."
"By ones?"
"I beat, remember? So I say what goes."
"Oh, all right. 1, 2, 3. But you can't go out of the valley, Pokey. 4, 5.
"I won't."
The children were in Big Rock Valley, a little hollow on the side of Mount Tamalpais. Big Rock Valley got its name from 2 granite rocks jutting out from the hillside. One towered over the other like a mother hen over her chick. Between these giant rocks flowed a sparkling stream. On each side of the stream grew oak trees, scotch broom, and berry bushes. Just as Pokey started to run for a hiding place, he saw a strange sight. A little creature as purple as berry juice waved his hand as if he wanted Pokey to follow him into a hole in the bushes. Before long, Poppy finished counting.
100! Ready or not, here I come. Now where could Pokey have gone? I wonder if he's in the cave on Big Rock. Bet he is. He just better not jump out and scare me like he always does, or I'll dump these berries on his head.
Poppy scrambled up the grassy slope to the top of the lower rock. Then she carefully inched around the narrow path along the outside of the rock. Below her, she saw the berry patch. It would be quite a drop if she fell, and she hoped Pokey wouldn't jump out at her suddenly. She came to the cave, but he wasn't there.
Now, where is he? I know where he is. Oh, who are you? You're as purple as a berry. It doesn't matter who I am. If you want to find your brother, you'd better come with me.
The purple pixie, for that's what the creature was, led Poppy farther into the cave. Back, back they went.
Funny, I don't remember this cave going back this far. It feels like we're in the middle of the mountain.
You are!
Really? Oh!
Just then, Poppy fell into a deep black hole. Down, down she fell. At first, all was dark. Then it seemed to get lighter, lighter and lighter, until, kerplop, she landed in a tall haystack. The day was sunny, the sky was blue, but alas, she didn't know where she was. Peeking over the side of the haystack, she saw a woman scurrying by.
That's funny. She's wearing a long dress and a shawl and a bonnet just like they used to wear a long time ago. I wonder where I am. Excuse me, lady.
Ah, you scared the daylights out of me, child.
I'm sorry.
That's all right, lass. What is it you want? I'm in a bit of a hurry.
Could you tell me where I am?
Aye, you're just outside of town. Now I must be off. I'd get down off that haystack if I were you before the dragon comes, that's for sure.
Dragon? What dragon?
But the woman was gone. Poppy slipped quickly off the haystack and was greeted by a familiar voice.
Poppy! Boy, am I glad to see you!
Pokey, where are we? Or how are we going to get home? There's a dragon here.
I know, I know. As for getting home, I don't know how we'll do that. I'm hungry. If I only had a gun, I could shoot a bird and we could roast it.
Oh, Pokey, we don't need a gun to get food. Look, there's an apple tree full of ripe red fruit. Come on, I'm hungry too.
Good apple. I guess if we head towards town, we might find our way home.
That's a good idea, Pokey. But which way is town?
There's a wagon full of vegetables heading down the road. I'll bet it's going to town.
Sure, it must be going to market. Boy, we must have fallen through time. I don't see a car or a telephone pole anywhere.
Yeah, I know. We'll have to stick together. Come on. Off trotted the two children, following the vegetable cart down the dirt road. Soon they saw the cart stop at a bridge and a giant, ugly creature crawl up from the murky water.
Look, Poppy, a real troll. He looks like he's collecting money at the bridge.
That's a problem. We have no money.
See, Poppy, if I had a gun, I could scare him away and we'd be able to cross. Just then, a little gray bird flew down to Poppy's shoulder.
A bird! Just the right thing! You don't need a gun, Pokey. I've got an idea.
Hey, that just might work. Here, little bird, come into my pocket. By this time, the children were at the bridge. The hairy, wet troll splashed up from the water.
I have plenty to cross or I'll eat you all alive.
How about a game instead? Whoever throws a rock the farthest wins.
A game? All right. A little runt like you won't be able to throw as far as I can anyway. There. Beat that.
That's pretty far, all right, but I'll try. Pokey threw the bird high into the sky. They all watched as the bird flew away, looking for all the world like a rock sailing out of sight.
You're stronger than you look, runt. Now that you've won, what do you want?
To cross your bridge.
Cross then, and don't come back.
The children soon reached the town, but found the streets empty of people. The marketplace was full of stalls with fruit, vegetables, pots, and pans displayed as if for sale, but no one was there to sell them. As they walked down the cobblestones, a woman ran in front of them, into a house, slamming the door shut behind her.
She looked scared.
Yeah, she sure did. Let's stop at this shop, Poppy, and ask what's going on. Hey, the door's locked.
Go away! Hide! Don't you know the dragons are coming?
Just then, Poppy and Pokey heard a strange sound, like steam whooshing from a train. The children knocked on doors, but no one would open for them. Down the street they could see smoke rising and knew the dragons were close.
Boy, I wish I had a gun now.
Quit wishing, Pokey, and let's move. That walnut tree over there. Come on.
Poppy and Pokey climbed quickly up the walnut tree that grew in the middle of the marketplace. None too soon, for the dragons came slithering and slinking right under their tree, wagging their smoking heads from side to side. Then Pokey did a strange thing. He took a walnut and threw it as hard as he could at one dragon.
Look, Pokey! It doesn't know who hit him. It thinks the other dragon did it.
The dragon's bodies were purple scales that glimmered different colors in the sun like an oil slick. They swung their heavy tails back and forth, knocking down fruit stands and wagons that got in the way. Pokey threw a second walnut at the second dragon.
Oh, Pokey, now they're both angry. I think they're going to fight each other.
That's just what I wanted them to do. Wow, Poppy, what a fight! Wait till I tell the guys about this.
They'd never believe you, Pokey.
You're right. You're the only one who would believe me, Poppy.
And you're the only one who'd believe me, Pokey. Look, they've killed each other, and...
Yeah, they're shrinking up just like a piece of paper does when you throw it in the fire. They've burned themselves out. Just then, a gust of wind blew the dragon ashes away. Poppy and Pokey climbed down out of the tree. They watched the ashes fly over the rooftops. Suddenly, they were startled by a voice behind them.
Poppy? Pokey?
Oh! Turning around, they saw a most beautiful woman dressed in brown. She wore a crown of laurel leaves in her long black hair.
You have passed the test, children. What have you learned, Pokey?
Well, I've learned I don't need a gun to protect myself. The brains are a lot more powerful than weapons.
What else have you learned, Pokey?
Well, that brothers and sisters have to stick together.
And you, Poppy?
I've learned that it's a good idea to have Pokey along on an adventure.
The beautiful woman smiled and nodded her head, as if to say they had answered correctly.
Now it's time for you to return home, children.
But how?
Sit down under the walnut tree. Now close your eyes and hold each other's hand. Blackberry, never tarry in the land of make-believe. Visit often, cry and laugh, then leave it for the world that's real. See a dragon or a troll, meet a person never born. Go again to home and parents, wiser than you were this morn. I, the maiden of the mountain, whisper, children never fear. Go now, fly on this whirlwind to the home that's very near.
What? Where are we?
We're back in Big Rock Valley, Pokey. Wasn't that a wonderful adventure? Wasn't the maiden of the mountain beautiful? How come you're not saying anything? You're just staring down at the grass.
Poppy?
Yeah?
I don't want to be called Pokey anymore. I want to be called by my real name, Jeff.
That's okay with me, Pokey. Jeff. I like your real name better anyhow. And besides, you're not Pokey anymore.
You bet I'm not. I'll race you home.
I beat you.
No, you won't.
The children grabbed their coffee cans of berries and ran for home. When they reached their carport, Poppy stopped short.
Look, Jeff,
It's the Maiden of the Mountain.
Where?
There.
Poppy pointed to Mount Tamalpais, and sure enough, both children recognized the Maiden of the Mountain, with her black hair flowing gently out to sea and her feet dropping to the bay. At first they were surprised. Then they realized they had met the maiden in a special way, a secret way. Now, when two people share a secret, they sometimes wink at each other. That's just what Jeff and Poppy did. They winked at each other because they shared the secret of Mount Tamalpais.
Sally, now we all know the secret of Mount Tamalpais.
Yes, that the Maiden of the Mountain is the guardian of this area.
It's almost as though we're protected by her shadow.
That's a good feeling, isn't it? Well, listeners, we must close the shop now.
Until next week, same time, same station.
Goodbye!
Shop is a creation of Lily Iona Susi and Gail Wittenmeyer Mills.